You good?
Is that good, Dan?
It's so good.
What is that, man?
It's Three Musketeers.
So the Three Musketeers is the what?
That's like nougat chocolate.
Could you define nougat for me?
Nougat.
I'm not asking you to spell it. Define it.
Define nougat?
Yeah.
Nougat's a creamy filler substance. Sugar.
So if I was to come up to you and say, sir, I have this nougat here, and you ask me, what is it? And you say, and I say to you, it's a creamy filler substance.
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem like something you'd say to sell me? Does that sound like a good sales pitch to you?
No. No.
So what would be your sales pitch for nougat?
Hey, gang. I've got, you got peanuts? You got caramel, you got peanut butter, and you have chocolate, all right? We need something that's going to keep all this stuff together. My friends, it's called nougat. We get some nougat around all the three, four things that I just mentioned, and we pour chocolate all over that. We're money.
Yep. And you know what? That sounds like what the Dan and Cody is podcast is to the Dan and Cody podcast world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the nougat.
We're the nougat. Well, thanks for listening to episode 192 of Nougat.
This is the Dan and Cody podcast.
This is it. Right here, Cody. You put on those headphones and you go to work.
Why are you yelling?
This is where our message is heard.
It's time to get hype. Say it with me.
What are we saying?
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Dan and Cody.
Meet Dan and Cody podcast.
Dan and Cody podcast.
Dan and Cody podcast.
Get some.
Dan and Cody podcast.
I will say though.
What will you say?
Nougat, the Three Musketeers is probably the worst candy bar.
It's not the worst candy bar ever.
Yeah. It's empty.
I would say that's a fair description. It is empty. It's the soulless candy bar.
It's a Milky Way with no caramel. It's a Snickers with no peanuts and no candy caramel.
Right.
It's airy.
I think the Three Musketeers is one of those things. They came to the game late. They were probably in production on the Three Musketeers, and they thought, you know, man, we got this great combo, peanuts, caramel, nougat. Man, that's a brilliant idea. Next day, as they're starting to get into production, Snickers rolls out, and they're like, son of a bitch, I guess we'll just go to caramel and nougat. Okay, let's work on that. Caramel, nougat,
Milky Way.
Milky Way comes out. Sons of bitches, we're last to market. I guess we're just going to be the nougat candy bar.
I think they're all playing for the same...
Let me have one of these.
I think they're all playing for the same team.
Yeah, you're probably... They're all a Mars company, aren't they?
Yeah.
A Mars bar.
Mars is gone. What was Mars?
Mars isn't gone.
Oh, there's no more Mars.
You mean like Mars bars or Mars the company?
Mars bars. Like the candy bar that said Mars on it. That shit's gone.
Is it gone?
There, yeah.
You can't get Mars anywhere. I think it's nougat and peanut butter.
Oh, I would enjoy that.
Let's see. They do exist, but they're in England.
Mars?
Yeah, Mars bars are in England. And they are chocolate and caramel and nougat. So the Mars bar is the Milky Way.
Interesting.
Right.
Guys, I got to tell you something. Candy bars in England, way better. Chocolate in England, way better than the United States chocolate. Way better.
You know, I'm going to kind of jump ahead before we even talk about our recap that not only is chocolate better in London, but the museums in London are better. And they're so good that right now you can go to a museum in London called the Vagina Museum.
Whoa. And they just have a history of vaginas?
No. So it's like a museum dedicated to, gynecological anatomy. So they have like abstract versions of vaginas and vulvas and all kinds of gynecological things.
I want to see like the earliest vagina.
What do you mean the earliest vagina, Dan?
Like the history.
The history? You mean like evolution?
Like I want to see like the vagina of like someone from like back.
What is that? Like, what do you mean?
Like an early, like I want to see Eve's vagina. Is it different?
In what
way? Has it evolved in any sort of way?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know?
Well, do I mean,
what was the style?
Was
is if there, at all, if any.
Could you tell me, Dan, have there been styles of vaginas over the last 100 years?
Sure.
Really?
Absolutely.
So just so you're aware, Dan, when you say style of vagina, I'm not talking about style of pubic hair. So if you're jumping in and you're going to tell me the landing strip or you know, the Brazilian.
Or the little dot, little puff.
The little dot?
Yeah, you seen that? That's interesting.
I can't. The lightning bolt vagina.
Yeah, there's all those things.
Have you ever, you know, designed anything into your pubic hair?
No.
Like a sign?
Only
welcome home or anything?
Only length. Only the length of the region.
You manage the length, but you don't go in and from a manscape standpoint, you're not. That's interesting because a guy that appreciates beards, you'd think would create designs.
Oh man, I hate hair. Not a big hair person.
So, do you think Vanilla Ice did those three bars down in his pubic hair?
Could have. Wouldn't put it past him. He was probably bigger back then, so there weren't a lot of good like beard trimming devices and like manscaping devices.
How has the beard trimmer changed in the last 20 years?
Oh, it's gotten thinner.
What do you mean?
There's a trimmer now that is for male body hair.
For male body hair?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's basically
it's for your chest or
it's not a beard. Yeah, it's not for your face. It's for like your armpits, your
so that you don't get cut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
But I mean and then like there's like labiaplasty. Like people get that shit like
They're getting like
augmented
plastic surgery on those areas and
like
of course you're gonna go in and do whatever you think is pretty. The interesting thing about this museum is it is one of the first vagina museums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they opened it, a lot of women were there, of course.
Sure.
It's a big feminism thing. But
they got the vagina monologues just going on repeat.
Right. It's also the answer to Iceland's phallological museum, which has nearly 300 penises and penile parts from local animals.
What?
On display in Reykjavik. So, you know, if you're ever in Iceland and you guys want to see basically a dick museum, they've got 300 different kinds of penises there.
I think that's great. I think that's great there's a vagina museum. I think it's great that there's a penis museum.
Seems
like the penis museum is more inclusive of all species of peni.
Well,
and the vagina one is just human.
You don't ever talk about other animals' vaginas. You don't ever call them vaginas. Do you call them vaginas?
I really don't reference an animal's vagina much.
You don't. You'll say, man, that bear has a dick.
I don't know that I would say that.
Well, I mean, no, but I'm saying like, my dog's got a dick. Yeah. You never say my dog's got a vagina.
Well, that would depend.
On what?
On if your dog had a vagina.
Yeah, but does your dog have a vagina?
Yeah, absolutely.
A vagina?
What do you mean you
don't
know?
That's what I'm saying. Is it called a vagina?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
This is going to go down like, what was that woman? She was like a YouTube sensation and she was like having this inner talk, but outwardly about whether or not dogs had brains. Do you remember that?
Right.
And she was like, dogs can't talk. So do dogs have brains?
I don't remember this actually. You know? Where was this?
Man.
Was this years ago?
Yeah, this was a couple of years ago. It was just like, I guess she was attractive, but very, very busty, voluptuous girl. She was like famous for being stupid on YouTube.
Okay.
Being like an idiot.
Well, that's a pretty dumb thing to say.
And she, let me try to pull it up. Hmm. Do dogs have brains?
One of the interesting quotes that somebody stated that went to the museum, this vagina museum, she said, it was much smaller than I anticipated, which was disappointing. I wanted to see more vaginas.
You wanted to see more?
Yeah, but they're in, just for anybody that's interested, London, Camden Market, they've got a 2-year lease. Check them out. They have a show called The Muff Busters, Vagina Myths and How to Fight Them. Which is helpful and for younger people, just so that they can learn about themselves and understand their bodies, understand menstruation, how to stay clean, what it's like to be sexually active, and contraception and things that the majority of people discussed in some format or another. So it's there. Check it out.
Great.
But anyway, let's see this woman that talks about dogs with no brains.
All right, here we go.
Yep. What?
Mammals.
So she's talking?
Right. Yeah. Dogs yeah. are mammals. They're humans. Or no, they're not human. They're part of the animal kingdom that God created.
They're part of the animal kingdom that God created.
But then you wonder, like, okay, dogs can't talk. So do they have brains? Like, yes, they walk, but it's because we're telling them to walk.
What?
Just like if I were to tell my computer to turn off, it would turn off. Like,
no.
It doesn't mean my computer
no.
has a brain. You know what I mean?
No. This turn this off.
She's just a bumbling idiot.
Yeah, she's a bumbling idiot. Her logic is wrong. And for me to say, do dogs have vaginas? I'm not saying they don't have female reproductive organs, but do we refer to all female breeds of animals and sources? Are they all vaginas? Because, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, check out this museum if you're in London. Anyway, Dan, so I guess maybe we should do a quick recap.
Yeah. We had an episode last week.
Yeah, guys.
Talked about a lot of things.
We did, actually. We talked about a few things, right?
We debunked for good Mountain Dew ball shrinking scandal.
We did. We took care of now, we know if you're in your 30s or even potentially in your 40s, there was the rumor.
No matter where you were.
If you drank Mountain Dew, it would shrink your zone.
Right.
Or I knew balls. Dan said it was the whole space.
Yeah. Sperm count, ball size, penis size, the whole nine, or one of the three, or two of the three.
It was pure myth.
Yeah.
Pure myth.
Pure, just made up allegations.
That's true. So we debunked it, and then we also discussed, what else? What else did we discuss?
T.I.
Oh, yeah, T.I.'s hymen. Well, T.I.'s daughter's hymen.
The self-proclaimed king of the South
right.
was on this, like a random podcast, and he was boasting about taking his daughter for yearly gyno checks for the hymen.
To make sure that she stayed a virgin.
Yeah.
This is criminal.
I put out a poll on
Oh, you did?
On the Grams.
Okay, and how did the Grams... So what was the poll?
The poll was, is T.I. a concerned father?
Yes.
Or a psycho dad?
A psycho dad. Okay, all right. So how would we designate somebody to be a psycho dad?
Like psycho dad is like overprotective because he's crazy.
Right.
Concerned father is, there is danger... I need to be mindful.
That's fair.
You know?
Yeah. You're raising a child. You want them to... By the way, this daughter of T.I.'s is like 17, 18 years old now. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And she's a smoke show. He should be worried. People knocking on that door.
So you're saying it's okay to do a hymen check on your daughter?
No. Okay. Absolutely not. I'm just saying.
He should be a concerned father.
He should be very concerned that once she got a whopping 92%. Of Dan and Cody.
Sorry, I apologize.
It's all good. Whopping 92% of Dan and Cody followers on Instagram
think that T.I. is a what?
Think that T.I. is a psycho dad.
92% of people on Instagram think that he's a psycho dad. So he's like a crazy dad making the kid do weird things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a concerned father.
That's insane.
I agree. He's not a concerned father. He's a psycho.
No.
That's just fucking nuts.
Absolutely. It's crazy.
It's stupid.
So every week, what we do is we get on here and we talk about our things, and we want you guys to reach out to us, get into your direct messages and send us a voice message. And you can do that by clicking the little microphone button that's in the bottom of the direct message, and we'll play it. So we got a couple messages. One of them we want to play. Mm-hmm. The other one was just bad, Dan, right?
So dumb.
So what's the story there?
I don't even know.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know who you are.
You know who you are.
We're not playing that garbage.
Nope. Here's what we do have.
Dan, Cody, Joe Merle here, Those Movie Guys Podcast. I just want to stop in, boys, and say Michael Parks. I think we all need to be watching more Michael Parks movies. I'm watching Kevin Smith's Tusk right now. Might not be the best Kevin Smith movie, but Michael Parks, the dude is amazing, and I feel like we just need to be talking about him more. So if you can spread a little bit of love about this amazing talent, the amazing talent that was Michael Parks. And you know what? I'm probably going to do this once a week or so. I'm just going to be calling in, telling you people to watch, people you should be watching, looking at their filmography. Michael Parks, now and forever. We love you, just like we love Dan and Cody. You guys are the best.
Joe.
Joe, thanks, buddy, man.
It's so good to hear your voice, my friend.
It is, man. You know, you've had a baby.
Yes,
he had a baby. You're happily married, from what we're gathering based off of your Instagram.
Happily married, man.
And we appreciate the message. Michael Parks is an interesting topic.
You know,
I like him a lot. I think he's great, but I also think he's dead.
I think that
I've
seen many a Michael Parks film and not known it's Michael Parks.
Yes, that's true.
He's sort of
when you see him, you'd know who he is.
Yeah, I'm looking at the filmography now, and I have definitely, he's in Kill Bill, Dial M for Murder.
Yeah.
He's
done a ton of stuff with Tarantino. Like, look at that. He's done Dust Till Dawn. Well, I guess that's Dust Till Dawn 3, but he's done Death Proof.
Kill Bill 2.
Yes.
Ooh, Walker, Texas Ranger. Love that.
Absolutely. Why not?
Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking Aces 2. Assassin's Ball.
Smoking Aces 2.
Django.
Django was good.
I didn't know he was in Django.
I'm trying to think of who he was in Django. I don't recall off the top
Django.
Of my head.
He was the LeQuint Dickey Mining Company employee.
Oh, okay.
Don't remember that. But he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Wow.
Like I said, he died.
He's got two movies in the can post mortem. Mortem?
Mortem.
Mortem. Post mortem.
Post mortem.
Yeah, The Summoning and The Gnashing. Gnashing.
Gnashing. Absolutely.
Gnashing.
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 Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Michael Parks.
Dude.
I'll check him out purely based on the fact that Joe Merle's never led me astray.
No, and Joe's got good taste, guys. He knows what he's talking about. But check out some Michael Parks stuff. And you guys know, if there's anything that we say or we do and you guys want to have some say or you have thoughts or feelings because we know we get you riled up.
Be like Joe. Hit us up.
Hit us in those DMs and, you know, we'll take care of you for the most part. We just had that one weird call that we refused to put up because you know who you are.
You absolutely do. And how dare you? That's all I got to say.
So you sent me something.
I sure did.
You sent me something. You said, Cody, you need to watch this. I said, Dan, I can't watch this.
And then I said, Cody, man, we do like a pop culture, like happening now podcast.
Sure.
You got to watch some things that are topical that you wouldn't necessarily.
That's fair.
So put on that Cats trailer.
So this is the newest Cats trailer. Dan told me, you need to watch this. And I said, should I watch this now or should I wait for the podcast? Because I know I'm going to have a reaction.
You see my face?
Dan's face right now looks like he smells something gross. Is that a gross smell?
This trailer is... Just watch it.
Okay, we're going to play it now here. Hold on.
Here we go. I want you to get in this world.
Tonight is a magical night. Where I choose the cat. The deserves a new life.
Going to the ball could get dangerous.
What?
Come on!
What are you seeing?
So, Judy Dench. She looks the same, actually. Idris Elba is...
Spotlight. And a drum roll, please.
It's weird.
No! It's party time.
So...
The most deserving cat will be reborn into another life.
Wow.
So they can be who they've always dreamed of being.
What's your name?
Cat got your tongue?
Here we go!
Jason Derulo, really? Of course Ian McKellen's a cat. Taylor Swift's a cat.
Don't mess with the crazy cat lady.
Now it is time to make the choice.
What's the choice?
Right, well that's not going to work, is it? That's what I say to you.
Cross paws.
Come, what? We're about to begin.
You know what it makes me think of?
I love it.
It makes me think of The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
It makes me think of The Wizard of Oz in a weird, like...
How dare you?
Because the cats kind of look like the Cowardly Lion.
It makes me think of Mike Myers' Cat in the Hat.
No.
Yeah.
No, this looks much worse.
You know what's dangerous about this movie?
A lot of things.
I'm looking at Judy Dench.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Ian McKellen.
Yeah.
Those guys are old.
Yeah.
If Cats is their last film.
It's not their last film.
What a stain on a record.
Their legacy has been demolished.
Sir and Dame. Oh, Sir God. Ian McKellen and Dame Judy Dench. Wow. Last film. Cats.
To be fair, I'm gonna be fair. Tom Hooper directed this. Tom Hooper did King's Speech. Tom Hooper did Les Mis, which actually was pretty good, with Russell Crowe.
Oh, I didn't care for that.
You didn't care for that one? No. And Hugh Jackman. He did The Danish Girl, which was not my taste, but I'm not hating on it.
This cast. James Corden.
Here's my thing. James Jason Corden Derulo? Is what Rebel Wilson is to the United States. And we get both of them in this movie.
Jason Derulo.
Like Jason Derulo, and it's very weird.
Taylor Swift.
Sure.
This cast is all over the place. Idris Elba.
Yeah, man.
Are you kidding me?
He was the sexiest man alive until he put on the fur.
Dude. What is his body? He's sitting on like this cup and is like, ugh.
Most of that's all green screen digital anyway. They're not really wearing cat suits. What do you know of cats? I know we kind of talked about this in an older podcast, right?
I know it's a Broadway musical.
But it's like it's one of the longest running Broadway musicals of all time, right?
Yes. And this is going to be the shortest running Broadway musical turned movie in the movie.
As a matter of fact, Cats is still on Broadway. At the Neil Simon Theater, they still... Oh, it's closed. Never mind.
Off Broadway?
Yeah. The show is closed as of December 30th, 2017.
Cats is done.
Yeah. It's a Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Bro, I'm sure the Broadway musical is great. I am 100% sure this movie is going to be a dumpster fire with Rebel Wilson at the helm.
Well... It's based off of T.S. Eliot's poetry. I don't know, man.
All of the cat jokes? Cat got your tongue?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of cat puns.
Like, psst, and like hissing.
Meow.
A lot of meows.
Are there dogs in this movie? Were there dogs in the musical Cats?
I'm not sure.
Was there a villain called Dog?
Seems like Idris Elba's the villain.
Yeah, he seems like he's the villain. He's got a cat hat, which looks like his cat fur, but it's in the shape of a hat.
I just can't with this.
Yeah, if you guys get an opportunity, go ahead and waste your time.
Cats the movie, fellas.
What's funny is Dan and I are going to watch this together quietly in a very dark room, and we're going to walk out, and we're going to not be able to talk to each other because we both have loved it.
No.
Yes.
I'll look over, and you'll be like crying.
This play has made by 2012, Cats had a worldwide gross of $3.5 billion.
I'm sure. My beef is not with the Broadway musical.
It'll be 40 years old in 2021.
Listen, it doesn't matter what the Broadway musical did. This movie, poop garbage.
I don't know what to tell you.
You don't think so?
I don't know what it's going to feel like.
It looks like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but Cats and Cat in the Hat. Okay. CG. Does it not?
It looks different.
What did you watch?
It was...
Don't defend this thing.
I can't defend it, okay? I can't defend it. You know, I hear you. It's just...
I'm mad at it.
I don't know.
I'm more mad at it because you're not as mad at it than I thought you would be.
I'm uncomfortable with it. I feel weird watching it. Am I supposed to feel uncomfortable watching a trailer with people that are... digitally altered to look like cats, but they don't even look like cats because they're not moving like cats. They're standing on two feet.
No, but then they do this.
But then they do the dance moves,
like archy back thing.
Right.
Like
we talked about when I think we originally watched this trailer on the podcast, the first one,
and we
talked. Yeah, and we talked about what was it? Zoo when we were kids.
Oh yeah, Zoobly Zoo.
Zoobly Zoo, that's what this is, but digitally altered.
No, Zoobly Zoo is amazing.
It was weird.
To put this into perspective, like Cats, the official Twitter had to like prepare Twitter for the second trailer because people were frightened by the first trailer. Kevin O'Keefe tweeted, mentally preparing for a new Cats trailer. And there's a gif of Oprah Winfrey like shivering in a corner. Don't like this thing. Somebody compared watching the Cats trailer to the movie The Ring. And he was like, watch this thing that will kill you so it doesn't kill me.
Well, we'll see what happens, buddy.
I just watched the new Cats trailer on the bus and I felt like I was watching hentai.
Hentai? Wow, buddy. That was pretty hardcore.
Is that like Asian porn?
It's that cartoon porn. Isn't it like really aggressive?
Oh, yeah.
It's like really like graphic and, you know, anyway.
Someone said, as soon as I saw the Cats movie gave the lady cats breasts, I should have assumed someone would shake them while dancing. But I still wasn't prepared for the reality of what that would look like. Seriously, though.
Well,
they made the cats have cat breasts. Is that Taylor Swift shaking them? Yep.
Meow.
Meow.
Bleh. So, what do you got for me, buddy?
Well,
I mean, aside from that terrible Cats trailer,
my friend, I just want to let the world know, big news. Funko Hollywood is open for business.
Oh, yeah. Funko Hollywood is officially open. That's right. You were telling me that.
It opened on Monday. I know everyone, you're assuming that I was there with bells on, and I'm now like $500 poorer. I did not go.
Good. You were able to tell yourself no. I think self-discipline's important.
Maybe I'm growing up.
Maybe it is. Maybe you realize there's other things more important than these little plastic vinyl toys you buy.
Maybe I'm going in a couple of days and I'm going to spend $500.
Are you going to spend $500?
I don't know.
No.
I'm not going to put a cap on it.
You should. You absolutely should. You'd be like, this one's nice. I'll take the one. How many are you buying, Dan?
I mean, what I'm not going to limit it.
Well, no, you got to limit it.
I'll say like 10.
10?
Yeah, that's like $100.
$200.
No.
They're all at least $18.
That's not true.
Damn.
No, from Funko, they're like $10.99.
Okay.
Eight, sometimes eight.
Okay.
The thing, I want people to know is that it's not just like it's not just a store. Like when I went to Seattle, the shit is interactive. It's beautiful. And
it's this, built to take a bunch of selfies in, basically.
Yeah. This place, like Funko headquarters and Funko stores are like so cool. It's not just a store. So I urge everyone, if you're in the LA area, like it's a thing to go to, you know? It's like Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, it's meant to go. You're meant to go in and, you know, have a really good experience and see the world. So cool.
Take it in. They got a lot of store exclusives right now.
Oh, yeah?
Freddie Funko holding a Hollywood star with sunglasses on.
Oh, okay.
I need that. Marilyn Monroe. Okay. Need that.
So you know the new ones that are out right now.
Yeah, I got my finger on the pulse. I got my ear to the streets.
You're a guy that knows things.
I got boots on the ground. Yeah.
Okay. You're one of the cool guys.
Yeah, man. So Funko Hollywood, that's open. I've been watching a lot of Disney Plus.
And?
Love it. Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
I wish I could say that I love it. I'm just not exploring it enough, I guess. And I'm just kind of worn on it. It's like, I get it. I appreciate the access to Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
After watching a couple of those Mandalorian episodes, which I think they got a really great show on their hands. It's straightforward. You know, you're getting the information as it's coming out. I don't like this releasing an episode once a week.
Yeah, just drop it.
But to be honest, I mean, if I'm a company, it makes a lot of sense because you keep subscribers.
Yeah, you don't want people free trialing.
Right, exactly.
And then splitting.
And then they binge it.
Because I think I'm interested to see the percentage of people who bought Disney Plus just for Mandalorian.
I mean, to be fair, I kind of did.
Just for Mando.
I mean, what else is on there that I don't already either own or I've seen a dozen times?
What? Blank check.
Are you kidding me right now? Blank check? The kid that wrote himself a blank check?
And I'm the kid who receives a blank check.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then types $1 million in it.
Yes, exactly.
And then fulfills every child's dream.
That's right. Having his own personal, like...
identity theft.
It is. It's a precursor to identity theft. And the other crazy thing about it is that kid gets away with it.
Yeah, he does.
Kid gets scot-free away with it. That kid should be hung.
That kid should be in prison.
He should be in jail.
Do you remember the name he made up?
No.
Mr. McIntosh.
Mr. McIntosh, because he looks at his computer.
He bought a house. He filled it. He tried to like have there. That movie is so interesting.
It's not.
There is this child-adult sexual relationship.
Right, between him and this woman.
Him and Duff, the MTV VJ.
Right, it's pretty weird.
They like go on dates.
Yeah.
She dates him hard.
Right. And he's, just so everybody knows, 12.
Yeah.
He's 12.
I want to watch Blank Check right now.
He's 12. And the problem is
podcast.
He's not a 21-year-old playing 12 like you see in Friday Night Lights.
No.
The kid is actually 12 years old.
He is 12 playing 12.
And he's looking to get a kiss.
And Duff is a hard 30.
Oh, a hard 30. You're absolutely right. She's experienced a little bit.
They're like dancing in fountains
right
at night.
What's
together.
Weird is she likes it.
Yeah. He's like pulling up to her place in a limo, like, pick you up at 7. And like they do this multiple times. Granted, she's a detective, it turns out.
She really liked this kid, though. She's I could really see a future with you.
She would, if this played out a couple more days, yeah.
Can we let happening. People know that this movie led to young boys wanting to date their teachers?
Oh, 100%.
This leads to some really inappropriate adult activities.
And poor parenting.
Poor parenting.
The
what parenting?
The kid,
what parenting?
He was like, I got a job. Who'd you get a job with? Mr. McIntosh. And like, okay, good job, son. Way to earn a dollar.
I'm looking forward to meeting Mr. McIntosh. Oh, yeah, Dad, he's busy. He's on a flight. Okay.
All right, son.
He said he wants me to experience life like he did when he was a kid, and he likes to watch that. You know who else liked to do that? Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
This was written by Michael Jackson.
Tone Loke is in this.
Tone Loke is in this as the lead detective.
No.
He's not?
He's
Oh, he's trying to rob him.
He's one of the bad guys, yeah, but he's actually right. Like cool.
Yeah.
He was juice. That's how the whole mistake of the film.
Dan, you wasted an hour and a half watching this movie.
It starts the whole movie premise. It stops and starts with Tone Loke. He is juice picking up this $1 million.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get this $1 million.
Yeah, I got this check. I need $1 million. I gave it to Juice. Who's Juice? I'm Juice.
Guys, I can't believe this, man.
D plus. Watch Blank Check.
So the only reason to get Disney Plus is to watch Blank Check and to watch The Mandalorian.
Yes. But Shazam's on there. Have you watched Shazam lately?
Shaq Shazam?
Yeah,
not
buddy.
Not interested. Yeah.
I put it on and fell asleep, and I'm wondering what that did to my mind subconsciously, having Shazam going.
It's interesting that you're watching these movies.
Or Kazam. Is it Kazam? Yeah.
Because Shazam is the superhero.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's interesting you're going through and watching these movies. I've never really had the desire to rewatch this stuff.
Well, that's what's great about it is that Disney, like, when I think of Disney, I think of like the classic cartoons. And really, there's a whole other section of Disney that is those like clamshell live action Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like
Heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
Yeah. Heavyweights is pretty amazing. If you guys have kids and you haven't seen Heavyweights, you got to let your kids watch Heavyweights, man. It changed my life.
Mighty Ducks. I don't think that's on there yet.
No.
What I don't,
the first Mighty Ducks is. Mighty Ducks 2 is, but Mighty Ducks 3 is not.
Mm. What I don't like about Disney Plus that me and Jenny have both realized is that they have movies in the library that you can click on, and it says like coming in 2021.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, and you can't actually watch it. So like I'm going through, I'm like, hey, babe, you want to watch The Miracle?
Did you watch the new Lady and the Tramp that's on there?
I put it on for Moxie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think Disney Plus is really gonna pop for you once they
start giving us new programming.
No, once little Fitzy's ready for
the baby's old enough. But I also would really like to see more original programming than what they came out of the gate with.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch the Jeff Goldblum?
I watched the one episode of the Jeff Goldblum that was up. I imagine he's got another episode now, which he does. It's okay. So you're basically...
It's cute.
Yeah, sure. I like the sneaker thing. It's kind of interesting, but it is a little like... It's very produced.
Yeah, and he... I don't know... Like, I liked the first episode, but I don't know if I can take that much Goldblum. You know? Do you know what I mean?
He's unique. He's interesting. He's likable. Because he's so,
how do I say?
He's very meticulous in the way he approaches the world, and he's quirky.
He's inadvertently sexual.
Oh, interesting.
I think that he's gonna get in trouble.
For what?
At some point.
I don't think he's that guy.
I think he's gonna touch somebody, and they're not gonna like it.
I don't think he's touching anybody.
And I don't have a...
You don't think he's going to touch somebody? What the hell does that mean?
There's going to be a news story about Jeff Goldblum touching somebody.
You've been bloomed.
I said it. I said it here.
Dan's saying it here. He's making
November,
the prediction.
November 19th, 2019, Dan Hill says Jeff Goldblum's going to touch somebody. They're not going to like it.
Hmm. Were you upset because when it came out, all of the outages?
Yeah. Do you remember our text conversation?
I do.
I was furious.
It's so funny. It's like 9 p.m.
It's
9 p.m. I click it. I find the app. I'm like, oh, the app's up. I click on it. I hit it. Oh, there's The Mandalorian. I watch it right away.
And
I watched The Mandalorian before 10 p.m. Monday night. And I'm like, Dan, The Mandalorian's on. You should watch it. And he's like, the fucking thing will work.
I text Cody. I'm like, wait. I bought this shit like a month ago.
And I literally signed up for it the day before.
And I didn't have it. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, you couldn't find the app. It was available on the Android Play Store for my Samsung phone. Clicked it on. Deep, 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 deep. Boom, I was in there.
Apple
man.
Failed me. But then I watched it. I watched half of it. Fell asleep.
You fell asleep.
I didn't get it till like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
But like, dude, Mandalorian, it's the best Star Wars we've seen in like 5 years.
It's the best one. I really liked Rogue One, so I give it. You know, it's actually better than Rogue One.
It's better than 7?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. 7.
8.
Force Awakens, Return of the Jedi. It's better than those.
I really like Force Awakens. But yeah, maybe it is better.
I mean, I appreciate it. It's a very simple story. It's not the Skywalker story. And yeah. it gives us a little like a little look into what it's like in that universe after Return of the Jedi. And I think what happens in this is going to immediately correlate to Rise.
Really?
Yeah. I think whatever we're seeing here connects to Rise of Skywalker. By the time Rise of Skywalker comes out, we will have experienced how many episodes? Because there's only 8.
Right.
Right?
So you think this is going to take us
one,
up to Rise?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. When Rise of Skywalker is released on the 20th, there will have been 7. We'll have one more episode, which is going to be on the 27th. So unless they do a multiple episode one, we could get all of those episodes before it. I think, you know.
That's what you're calling?
I'm calling that there's some connection.
So I'm saying Jeff Goldblum touches somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it. You're saying this directly connects.
They're going to connect it to Rise of Skywalker some way.
What I don't appreciate is how spoilery everyone is being with Mandalorian. It's not cool.
No, man. If you were really, really interested in watching it, you watched it. If you're not, you don't care.
The UK doesn't even have it. They're not getting it for like months.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why that is.
So it's only Canada, the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. They can't handle the amount of people coming online.
I feel bad for you guys.
Well, guys, it's pretty good. You'll enjoy it when you see it.
People love that little fellow.
What they can do is they can get a US VPN.
Ooh.
And then they can log in and pay with their own credit card, and they can use Dan's address.
How do I do that? How do they do that?
What?
How do you get a VPN?
You pay for a VPN. It's like there's VPN providers, and it gives you, and they have home bases in different countries. So then what you do is you can choose what country you want to log in from, and that'll claim that that's your home base, and that's what it's reading it. So for example, if I wanted to watch Netflix from the UK,
yeah,
I could be the VPN in the UK. And it would let me log in when I log in Netflix.
They got different shit over there.
Yeah, they do.
I was loving it.
Yeah.
They got Big Bang Theory on Netflix over there.
Yeah. But like CBS, anything, the Star Trek stuff?
Yeah.
It's all on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Trek Discovery or whatever?
Right.
That's all on fucking Netflix over there.
Absolutely.
So y'all got that. We got Mandalorian, all right?
Yeah. So check it out. I don't know what we were talking about before we got on this. And watch Blank Check.
Blank Check for sure. Kazam, 100%.
Heavyweights.
The Miracle.
No.
Invincible.
Is this another sports movie?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Love the Disney sports
Remember the
movie.
Titans?
Fuck yes.
Oh my
That's
God.
An amazing film, Cody.
Dude, I just want to swoosh you right now.
We are the Titans. Mighty, mighty Titans.
I don't know the words.
Baby Hayden Panettiere.
No.
Yeah.
Nah, man. I don't like the guy that plays the lead coach.
You don't like Denzel?
No, not Denzel. I'm sorry. His assistant.
Oh, the guy with the raspy voice.
Yeah,
like
this guy. I was in Armageddon. That's right. That's right.
Hey, I want y'all to look at me. Okay? Now listen, coach. Listen, coach, we can't have these black boys playing with these white boys. People gonna get upset. I'll be the assistant coach though and talk all weird like this.
Wow, so amazing. Good stuff, man.
Disney Plus, consume, consume, consume. Oh, also, Uncanny X-Men. It's amazing. That's an amazing. I'm not paying attention to swooshes this episode. I'm going over swooshes.
No, man.
Do you watch the X? Did you watch the X-Men?
I was a kid, yeah, but I'm an adult now, so.
Oh, okay. You're above that.
I'm not above it. It's just it doesn't appeal to me like it did when I was a kid.
Yeah. Best meme ever was best Disney Plus meme ever. If somebody was like, the question popped up, like, are you still watching?
Yeah.
And it was like, would you like to skip the intro of X-Men? And then below it was old Cap. And he was like, no, I don't think I will. I love the internet.
Well, check it out. Check out Disney Plus. Check out Blank Check. Check out all those amazing things. And hoo-wah. Hey, Dan.
Yeah?
It's time for this week's True Crime!
Lay it on me. Who died? Who's dead?
So, Dan, you know, you're a good dad.
Of course.
And there's nothing that you would do that would ever hurt Moxie.
Nothing.
I mean, you might shake the shit out of her.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, we did play body slam.
Yeah, she's before like, dinner. Yeah, that's true. She's like, Daddy, body slam me. Well, in Texas, this mom and dad were sentenced Friday for their roles in dissolving the remains of their 2-year-old daughter in a tub of acid.
Oh.
After the child's death.
What?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like in Breaking Bad.
Like in Breaking Bad. Now, the mother.
Did they kill her?
So this is the interesting thing about this. I mean, aside from the fact that they dissolved her body in some vat of acid, but what it ended up happening is the mother and the father were both arrested in February after police searched their apartment and they found the remains of their daughter in a 5-gallon container hidden in the bedroom closet.
What?
So crazy, right?
That's some foul play.
It's so messed up. So they said that when they opened it, it appeared that acid was inside the container. So both parents on Friday pleaded guilty to tampering with evidence of a human corpse. And this led to the wife taking a plea deal, and she was only sentenced to 14 years in prison. Now, hold on here. Hold on. And the father also pleaded guilty to endangering a child and abuse of a corpse. Or I'm sorry, the husband was sentenced to 14 years in prison. The mother was sentenced for endangering a child and abuse of a corpse, and she was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Oh my God.
So her judgment will run consecutively with a 10-year revocation sentence for violating her probation in a prior child injury case, in which her 9-month-old suffered 6 bone fractures. So these are just the worst parents ever.
Like,
these are dangerous people. They shouldn't be. Their child should have been taken away from them.
Yeah.
So, but neither of these parents were charged with murder because the child's remains were so poorly, like, there was nothing there for them to determine the cause of death.
They just obliterated it.
They destroyed it enough where they couldn't determine what caused the death, so they couldn't charge them with a murder.
Because they can corroborate any story, basically.
Right.
Oh, we found her and she was dead, so we wanted to dissolve her.
Right.
What the fuck? Why are people so goddamn crazy?
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Yeah, this is absolutely insane. So the investigators...
Like, what happened to them?
The Dominguezes told the investigators that her death was accidental. They claimed that the child had drowned in the bathtub when they accidentally left her unsupervised.
So we dissolved her?
So we decided to dispose of the body ourselves.
You know how old the mom is?
She's 38. They have 4 other kids between the ages of 1 and 11.
Are you kidding me?
Is that crazy or what?
And they're gone now, right?
They were taken into child protective services because they're going to jail. But either way, they shouldn't be parents. 4 other kids.
So she's going to be out before she's 50.
I mean, she 20 plus 10, 30. She's got 30 years because she's got 20 years for the sentence for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then for violating her parole, she got an additional 10. But he will be out. He's only got 14 years to serve. And he's 32. So he'll be out before he's 50.
So what does this tell people? Hey, if you murder your kid, you just got to dissolve them.
And claim that they accidentally drowned.
Yeah. And then you then plead guilty to tampering with a corpse.
Right.
That is fucking disgusting.
It's really disgusting.
Ugh.
And this is why this is one of our worst true crimes.
One of the worst.
Yeah. But it's so messed up.
It's fucking terrible.
It's so messed up. It's so messed up. Like the fact that we could ever do that to another being.
Don't you guys wish that I picked the crime?
No.
My silly crimes?
None of you guys.
Someone slipped on an ice cream.
I picked this crime. This was real. This is hard.
Some real crime.
You guys could barely listen to this because you want to know what? You know, these sick bastards out there exist.
Ugh.
Protect your kids. Take care of them. Love them. Squeeze them. Tell them you want to take care of them.
Yeah. Woo. Woo.
Woo, Dan.
Woo, man.
Would you say it's time for this week's
Champion of the Week?
The Champion of the Week. Yeah.
Cody.
Hey, buddy.
You work hard.
What?
You work hard, right?
I'm unemployed, Dan.
Well, you work hard as a dad.
That's a fact.
You worked hard as an employee.
Yeah.
When you were employed.
Yeah.
I work hard, but I don't think we work as hard as this week's champion.
Who's our champion?
Satchel Smith. He worked. He's a hotel employee, right?
Oh, dude. That's first off, before you even go into that,
it's tough.
Hotel employees working in that industry is terrible.
Yeah.
They get stepped on. They get stepped on, and the hours are terrible, and it's 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a day off especially if you're working on the front end, the service side, helping customers. It's go, go, go all the time, 24/7. Yeah. Terrible. I don't recommend it to anybody. Go.
So bad.
Yeah.
This 21-year-old hotel employee, he made headlines around the world for single-handedly running a hotel and caring for 90 guests that were trapped along with him during a flood in Texas.
Wow.
He worked 32 hours straight.
Wow.
Round the clock at the Homewood Suites. He was honored with a proclamation for his heroics during Tropical Storm Imelda, which included answering phones, cooking, doing dishes, washing laundry during a solo shift that lasted 32 hours.
I hope this kid got like more than some kind of proclamation.
Oh, he did.
I hope he got a bonus or something. Did he get money?
The young man said he was just doing his job. He lost his car in the flood.
Oh, that's too bad.
But after the 32-hour shift and like all the news, city officials surprised him with a new car. You know what kind of car it was?
No.
A 2013 fucking Honda
Accord.
A 2013 Honda Insight.
And he gave him a new used car. 2013 Honda Insight.
Yeah, it's
a new used car.
It's 2019.
New car used. Yeah, right.
They gave him a 2013 Honda Insight.
And they gave him an Insight. If any of you guys look up the consumer reports on Insights, they're one of the they're the challenger to the Prius for Honda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I guess it's kind of good, right?
Yeah. I mean, they make a lot of noise, apparently.
I mean,
for an electric car.
He said he didn't expect anything for what he did, and he's truly thankful.
I think this is a good thing because what this shows you, if you really want to excel, you have to find the things other people are unwilling to do or find your niche and really take advantage of that. And you also have to go above and beyond. Like, critically think about what it is you're doing and do that, plus the additional things to be prepared to move on to the next thing, you know?
Yeah.
I know that's like a very general thing, but this kid is showing like, hey, I've got what it takes in high pressure situations to take care of the people that I'm in charge of, as well as I'm managing series of other roles that I might not normally take on.
Yeah.
So I
hear the phones, making food.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing what he needs to do, but you know, it's definitely, it's good that he's, being recognized, right?
Cause you could just put your head between your legs and be like, stay in your rooms.
Right.
Figure it out.
Right.
All the chocolates are out on the lobby.
Right. I don't get paid. Like, there's too many times I've been into hotel rooms and the people that are helping you just kind of look at you like, I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you go into small town hotel rooms.
Right.
You go into like these 5-star fancy places. They're tight. They're on their toes all the time because
somebody's coming in.
Somebody's coming in. And for the most part, you're probably making pretty good tips. And it's also the service piece of it is it's about the experience of going into the hotel.
Yeah.
You know, anyway.
Yeah.
So, well, congrats to, what was his name?
Satchel Smith.
Thanks, Satchel Smith. You're the best, buddy. What?
This story. It concerns Idaho.
I'm ready for it.
I want to know what you think about it.
Well, I'm from Idaho, Dan. I grew up there. I wasn't born there, but I grew up there.
They're calling it the Boise, California invasion.
Dude, this is old news.
Is it?
People in Idaho hate people from California.
Oh, the hate is real.
No, it's very real. My family feels this way. This is a real thing where they're like, those fucking California drivers.
Yeah.
They're coming in here. They're taking over the roads and they're just buying our houses. And it's bad.
I didn't know they were coming in droves to Idaho.
It's been that case for the last 20 years.
The article headline is "Go Back to California. Wave of newcomers fuels backlash in Boise."
Well, those people that are complaining about that shouldn't complain. For the most part, they're probably living in homes and now they're experiencing record highs on their homes. So they're able to sell them
right
for crazy amounts more than what they ever paid for them, especially if they got into the market 10 years ago.
Right.
It's you know, there's some downsides, but there's positive sides too. It is the mentality of people in California is very different from rural Idaho. Boise is an interesting place because it is kind of a melting pot of white people.
Right.
You get white people from all over you get white people from Seattle, Portland, California. Like, you got those three states and they'll come there. And a lot of people come there and because it's easier to get to those three places, those three states, Washington, Oregon, California. So you get a lot of people coming and Nevada. So that it's this weird little hub.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of white people coming in and out of there. So it's, and the fact that the football program's grown a lot there.
Yeah.
The college, the university, that's really
that blue field,
the blue field and the sports team, what they've done in the last 20 years has really changed the landscape of the city. And it's really brought other people there, as well as the fact that Boise is one of the biggest, like, well, from the last time I knew, which was maybe 7 years ago, one of the largest patent, it's one of the, per capita, they request more patents than anywhere. But this was 6-7 years ago.
Was your growing up like Friday Night Lights? Was it football town, Friday, like shit stops?
In Blackfoot?
We watch football.
Yeah, I mean, sports is, when you get into small rural communities, I think that's a lot of what it is. You wait for these big events, you know. For me growing up, it was okay, football game's Friday. I didn't play football.
Yeah.
But
that's like where everybody went.
It's like you either night. Went to the game or you were part of the game. But even local boosters and things like that, like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's as hardcore as Texas.
Yeah.
Everybody had a dream when they were a kid living in a rural community to get out and be a professional athlete. Like, that's what everybody thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing about that is you grow up in these small communities, and to be the best, you have to compete against the best, and the best aren't there.
Right.
One of the things that Idaho does produce are big, strong farm boys.
Right.
And those guys that play sports tend to be those guys, offensive linemen, linebackers, like guys that hit.
Like J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt. Like these guys are like country boys. J.J. Watt's a Wisconsin boy, isn't he?
I guess so, yeah.
So, you know, they've come out. We had like one of the top offensive linemen of all time, Jordan Gross.
Mm.
He's from Idaho. He played for the Panthers his whole career. And he was a left tackle, one of the best ever.
Damn.
This, but, you know, you never know.
This mayoral candidate,
yeah,
Wayne Ritchie, he ran on this platform. Stop the California invasion.
Wayne Ritchie, huh?
Yeah.
Wayne Ritchie. Did you look up Wayne Ritchie?
His basic plan to fulfill the campaign promise was, and I quote, trash the place.
Jesus.
He figured that would be the best way to keep deep-pocketed Golden Staters from moving to his lefty hometown. He blames them for pushing home prices and rents up so high that Boiseans can't afford to live here on the meager wages most Idaho jobs pay.
That's probably fair. You do have if you're a homeowner, it's good for you. If you're a renter, it's bad because it can push up all of those things. So
he was asked this question. If you were king or queen for the day, what one thing would you do to improve Boise? He said, a $26 billion wall, drawing out each word for maximum emphasis, as in build one around Idaho.
There's extremists there, man.
He wants a wall around
I told you
Idaho.
When I worked at the bank that guy walked in and told me that he wanted to hang Barack Obama.
Holy shit.
And then he used the N-word twice to describe him. He didn't even use his name. He said that N in the White House.
Oh my God.
We should go about lynching those guys. And I was like, what?
It's fucking disgusting.
And like, I was in Boise. Like, wait, but this guy was real country when he came in and said this. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, why? Where is this okay? And what about me makes him think that it's okay to say this to me? Anyway, it was crazy.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah. There's a lot of great people in Idaho, though. There really are. It's like anything else. You got your good, your bad. You've got you have such amazing community mm-hmm. in a lot of the smaller towns. And Boise's such a beautiful city.
Yeah.
And it's very accessible. You can get around it. Hell, I sold a car. I rode a bike for a year.
Really?
No car.
Interesting.
I was able to get to work and get all around town, enjoy the community. It was great.
I'll share this article on our Twitter, but it's a very... It's an interesting article, and it goes into like other people's experiences, like having moved from California to Boise. This older woman, she bought a house there, wanted to retire,
yeah,
and she retired to Boise, and she was like, I'm interested in like coming to Boise and like being a participant in the community,
right,
and like helping and doing stuff, and she claims that she was basically like blackballed from any job. And then she would try to like volunteer places for free. And they'd be like, nah,
you're from California. We're not interested.
Yeah. Not interested.
Interesting.
Like they just didn't want her.
That seems crazy.
Inserting herself in the community. It's very, but like there's photos of Boise and it looks nice.
Boise is a great city. I highly recommend that people go visit it. There's a lot to do. You can go hike. You're 30 minutes away, 40 minutes away from being up in these. There's this great area that used to be an old mining town that I highly recommend people. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Can you ski out there? There's snow?
Yeah, there's literally in Boise during the winter, there's a ski place that's 25 minutes from downtown Boise. And you'll be up in the slopes. I mean, they're not super high mountains that we call them the hills, but
yeah.
Yeah.
They're seeing just like a complete
transformation
influx.
Probably. Yeah. There's a lot you can do there. It's just, it's a beautiful city.
He says, when someone when someone sells their house in California for $700,000, comes here, buys any house they want in cash, and they still have money in the bank.
Yep.
He said that's really hard to swallow.
Yeah, I could understand that. It makes things more competitive, and it's
costs so much fucking money to live in California.
Yeah, but it's interesting because a lot of those surrounding areas are really booming.
Really?
Like downtown Boise, you know, it's pretty much built up, right?
Yeah.
You're not really developing anything, but there's so much country around there that you're going out to the middle of these nowhere places and you're building homes, selling homes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're close to a military base. You are, accessibility is pretty great for that area to some degree.
Yeah.
The airport's really small and it's getting bigger, but anyway, it's good. Boise is a great place. I highly recommend, you know, checking it out or even living there.
I want to go.
Yeah. Do it. Well, man.
Woo!
Hell of a week.
Hell of a week.
Do you have anything to look forward to?
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving's coming up.
I'm going to go to Designer Con on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
So that should be pretty good.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to go with MJP and Mayron.
And Caleb, right?
Caleb's going, so it should be the four of us.
Nice.
Should be interesting. And then we're spending Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, buddy.
That'll be good. We're going to obviously release a podcast a day before Thanksgiving, so check that out. And if you guys have any messages, you heard anything you want to have, you have feelings about what we talked about, you have a problem with the fact that I brought up that couple ended up, you know, basically throwing their kid in a vat of acid and you want to talk about it, let's talk about it.
Yeah. You got a better champion? You're like, hey, that Hotel Rwanda guy, he ran a hotel by himself and there was gunshots flying everywhere.
And it was Rwanda. Guess we're getting killed.
Yeah. You got a better champion? You let me know.
Yeah. Well, maybe throw it on the podcast. Anyway. Thank you guys for listening.
We love you.
And we appreciate anything you can provide us and anything we can provide for you. Otherwise, you guys have a good week and peace out.
Thanks for listening and laughing with the Dan and Cody podcast. Our email is danandcodypodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We are on Instagram @DanCodyPodcast. Check out our website, danandcody.com, and you can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/DanCodyPodcast.
Subscribe, bitch!
Everybody played itself down to shit, all right.